North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 29, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker extended the stay-at-home advisory and shut down of businesses by another 2 weeks until May 18, making that announcement yesterday. Baker says that even though there is a plateau and a long plateau, some of the rates are not coming down as quickly as you might have hoped for.
Well, I think from our point of view, the goal here was to take a look at the fact that we have plateaued, but we've stayed at a very high level with respect to hospitalizations around COVID-19, which is a key measure, and to put enough distance between where we are now with respect to one of the key measures associated with what's going on in Massachusetts, and where we could get to the point where we could start to do something on a phased basis. I think having this reopening advisory board get to work, and by the way, they're going to be working every day, right? Since we no longer have days. They're going to be working every day between now and the 18th to discuss both the larger issues associated with the regulatory framework, but also the operating principles and the policies around how to regulate, enforce, and oversee, which is what we're really interested in having our municipal colleagues help us think through, so that when we get to the 18th, there will be guidance that we can make available to people. And remember,
the governor also announced the formation of an advisory task force to help advise the state on how to reopen businesses come that May 18 deadline. But he says one area that may remain somewhat secure would be senior living facilities, adding that they are working to find additional ways for family members to communicate with family members in those senior centers.
I think one of the things we've talked to a bunch of folks in the long-term care community about generally is what kinds of electronic communication might we be able to work with people to make available so people can at least get a face to go along with the voice. But I think we should all be really careful about that community in particular when it comes to the virus, because the virus has clearly demonstrated that that is a community that it can do terrible damage in a very short period of time.
Governor Charlie Baker. His entire press conference can be seen at msonewsports.com.
At Triton High School, the rites of passage for the class of 2020 are a work in progress, according to Superintendent of Schools Brian Forget.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is hitting close to home. As I mentioned, my daughter is a senior at Pentucket, so I'm living this as a parent and with her as a senior. You know, it's the, I was joking the other day, I mean, there's so many different aspects to your senior year, as you just mentioned. So there's, you know, all these events that happen, the prom, senior week, graduation obviously is a huge rite of passage. So lots of discussion about, is it better to, is it the traditional ceremony that everyone wants? And at that point, we then would need to wait to do that. Or is it more important to live in the moment in that early June time frame and find another way to celebrate that fits within the social distancing requirements that we're under? So we're working on that. That is actually was already this morning had a discussion with the high school principal. Literally, I mean, the list of options and ideas range from maybe to, oh my gosh, that's crazy, no way. So, I mean, literally everything is on the table right now, obviously hoping to find further or hear further guidance from the state. Will things change maybe a little bit later in June? You know, the concern is if we kind of hedge our bet and say we'll do something over the summer and the restrictions continue, then we've, you know, lost a lot of students off to service, to college, or even if they're college locally. I mean, things get hectic as of September for having graduated seniors. So we're still working on that. It's a work in progress. All the end of year ceremonies and again, rites of passage for the class of 2020.
That's Triton Superintendent of Schools, Brian Forget.
Gayla Colley of the Daily Item has a good news story from Alexis Cole and her father, Bill Kapolis, age 64. He was finally sent home this past Saturday after a 26-day battle with a severe case of COVID-19. He had tested positive for the virus on April 2. He had been intensive care, on a ventilator, but he's home now. Cole credits much of her father's recovery with the healthcare workers at both Salem Hospital, where he was first admitted, and Brigham and Women's, and the trial drug that he was given, BWH, remdesivir, which is being studied as a treatment for COVID-19. Much more on that story in today's Daily Item of Lynn. Meanwhile, on City Councilor Brian LaPierre's COVID-19 update yesterday, Lynn Health Director Michelle Desmaris explains the latest guidance from the City of Lynn.
I encourage all of you, please stay home if you can. But if you must go out, wear a mask, a face covering while you are out in public, while you are food shopping, walking outside, at an appointment, or in your apartment building. The face covering must cover your nose and mouth. Very important. I just want to demonstrate. Cover your nose and mouth. Once you have it on, you should not touch it. Washing your hands with warm water and soap for 20 seconds. This is probably the most important thing that you can do is wash your hands. If soap and water are not available, please use hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth.
Michelle Desmaris from the City of Lynn on Brian LaPierre's COVID-19 update, seen on lynntv.org.
Dave Rogers is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. Newburyport local officials and business leaders announced this week that they have begun the process to safely reopen restaurants, shops, salons, and other businesses once the state gives the okay. To coordinate efforts and ideas, officials from Mayor Donna Holliday's office, city councilors, the Greater Newburyport Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and others formed the Economic Recovery and Revitalization Task Force. The task force duties include developing protocols for opening the economy and creating strategies and policies to help local businesses through the pandemic, according to a statement released on Monday. The mayor said while the city and state are still in the midst of the COVID-19 surge, it is important to envision what the business's landscape would look like once it's over. She's quoted as saying it's really critical we develop a plan to reopen the city. But Mayor Holliday stressed that reopenings could be a month or more away and are contingent on what Governor Charlie Baker announces. And, of course, he announced that the date is pushed back now to May 18. Even when the city receives the green light to reopen certain businesses sectors, it won't be business as usual. Once again, the mayor is quoted as saying it's not like, okay, everything is open. It will be encouraging for business to learn what the task force recommends. The mayor also said she has contacted neighboring areas in southern New Hampshire to coordinate reopening efforts and will talk with Hampton's Chamber of Commerce on Thursday. Much more on this story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
Marblehead Town Meeting, which had been scheduled for May 4th, the traditional first Monday of the month, has been moved to Monday, June 29th at 7 p.m. in the Middle School Performing Arts Center. Steve Krause writes in today's Daily Item that another concession to the still surging COVID-19 health crisis in Massachusetts. Salem Superior Court Judge James Lang has ruled that the meeting can open with a quorum of 30. There is no maximum. The reduction in the size of the quorum was made after town council requested an injunction to ensure that next year's budget be passed in a timely manner. The new fiscal year begins July 1. This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, it looks like there's sunshine out there. It looks like a great Wednesday. Rain, I guess, scheduled to return tomorrow. But don't forget Connections every day, now at 10 weekdays, here on MSONewsSports.com.